This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Revenge could be on the minds of some of these Sunderland players. Southampton beat them 8-0 back in October. And it wouldn't surprise me if Dick Advocaat reminds the Sunderland players of that in the lead-up to this match.
Yeah, hopefully they won't need reminding, will they? That was one of those two unbelievably bad performances that they've put in this season, where they've literally just given up during a game, which is unforgivable from any footballer at any level, in my book. I think they might win this game, you know. I think 3-1 at home with a team who, I know, as you said earlier, DK, in another match preview, necessity doesn't mean you're going to get the result, but you know they have to go for it. They have to try and win the game. I've not been against Southampton the way Derek has been for most of the season, but I, you know, obviously the prices have been pretty poor. Ironically enough, this time their odds are against here, 21-20. But I still want to oppose them. The problem for them is that Schneiderlin's out for the season now. Tadic is out for the season. Two of their most influential forward-thinking players. Pele, we know, hasn't been in great nick. They're conceding goals now away from home, which they haven't been doing most of the season. Remember, we've been quoting all season long.
He's come back into a bit of form, Graziano Pele.
A bit, yeah, but not enough for me. And I don't think without Tadic and without Schneiderlin, without that the ability to feed him, then I think I don't think they'll score is what I'm trying to say here. They've still got the best away defence in the league, by the way. 14 goals they've conceded. But, you know, you look at... They've been conceding quite a few lately. They've conceded 5 in the last 4 games against West Brom, Chelsea, Everton and Stoke. 2 at Stoke. I'm going to go for Sunderland to win this. I mean, I'm not basing it on much other than the price and the fact I think Southampton might finally be done.
OK. It's Sunderland for Lee at 3-1, Derek.
Yeah, well, it's again like the Tottenham price. I thought I couldn't quite believe against Man City. I can't believe this either. 3-1 Sunderland. Okay, we know what a Sunderland, a deeply moderate side. But Southampton again being vastly overrated, and I sense too that they have given up the ghost for the season as well. There's not much in it for them now, is there? There's everything in it for Sunderland. And you know, bad though Sunderland are, you know, they are capable on occasions of digging out a performance. Basically, it's the price. I mean, if he was 6-4, I wouldn't be going for them. But the 3-1 in a game, they've got to win against opponents who might not be at it. Too big.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.